Coinbase launches US 500 perpetuals, bringing stock index bets. On-chain Coinbase is launching a perpetual-style futures product called US 500 that lets US traders take long or short positions on the 500 largest American companies, with trading set to begin in August. The announcement came through Cointelegraph on July 31, 2026, and marks one of the clearest moves yet by a crypto exchange into traditional asset exposure. Perpetual futures have no expiry date. Traders hold a position as long as they keep enough margin, paying or receiving a funding rate that keeps the contract price tethered to the underlying. That structure came out of crypto derivatives markets, where perps became the dominant instrument for leveraged directional bets. Coinbase is now pointing that same machinery at a basket tracking U.S. large-cap equities. A crypto exchange quoting the S&P 500, the product does not give traders shares. U.S. 500 is a derivative that tracks the index level, so a position gains or loses value with the 500 companies as a group, rather than any single stock. For U.S. users, that is a notable expansion. Coinbase built its regulated futures business around crypto contracts. Adding an equity index perp means the same account margin and order book that traders use for Bitcoin and Ether exposure can now hold a bet on American corporate earnings. The timing lands in a market that is watching equities and crypto move in loose tandem. As of July 31, 2026, Bitcoin traded around $64,715, up 1.5% on the day, with Ether near 19,16s. The same week saw Wall Street close sharply higher, with Microsoft logging its biggest single-day percentage gain in 18 years after a strong forecast. A product that lets one account express a view on both asset classes fits a moment when traders are treating tech-heavy equities and crypto as related risk trades. Regulatory questions come with the launch. Offering equity index derivatives to U.S. retail traders is not the same as listing a new token. Perpetual futures on securities-linked benchmarks sit close to territory the CFTC and SEC both watch, and the two agencies are already fighting over jurisdiction for on-chain perpetuals. Coinbase running a US 500 perp through its regulated futures arm suggests the company believes it has a compliant path, but the structure invites scrutiny over how an index derivative is classified and who oversees it. That tension is not hypothetical. Regulators have spent 2026 trying to draw lines around perpetual futures, tokenized equities, and the exchanges that offer both. A crypto-native venue quoting the S&P 500 puts a concrete test case in front of them. The question is less about whether the product works and more about which rulebook governs it. Full-stack financial venues take shape. Coinbase is not alone in blurring the categories. Robinhood has pushed tokenized stocks and built out a chain whose total value locked crossed $600 million this month. Exchanges that started with a single asset class keep adding the other side. A crypto exchange listing an equity index perp and a brokerage tokenizing shares on-chain are converging from opposite directions toward the same destination. One venue where a user can hold crypto, equities, and derivatives on both. For crypto users, the practical effect is fewer reasons to leave the exchange. A trader who already funds a Coinbase account with stablecoins or crypto can now take a directional view on U.S. equities without moving money to a separate brokerage. That convenience carries the usual counterparty consideration. Balances and open positions sit with the exchange, so a trader is exposed to Coinbase as a custodian and clearing venue, the same trust assumption that applies to any centralized platform holding funds. Leverage is the other risk worth naming. Perpetual futures let traders control a large position with a small margin deposit, and that cuts both ways. A move against a leveraged US 500 position can trigger liquidation just as fast as it would on a crypto perp. The instrument is familiar to crypto derivatives traders, but the underlying now swings on Federal Reserve decisions, earnings, and macro data rather than token flows.